This is the seventh in the series of life notes titled, What Did Jesus Say? This one is titled, Come and See. The gospel message is from John 1, 38 and 39. When Jesus turned and saw them following, he said to them, What are you looking for? They said to him, Rabbi, where are you staying? He said to them, Come and see. In John 1, 35 to 42, Jesus walks by John the Baptist and a couple of his disciples, and John says, Look, here is the Lamb of God. John's two disciples begin following Jesus, who turns around and asks, What are you looking for? The men ask where he is staying, and Jesus says, Come and see. This directive to Jesus' first disciples 2,000 years ago remains a directive to those of us wishing to follow Jesus today. Come and see. To come implies we must leave wherever we are. And to see means to open our eyes, heart, and mind to what is revealed in our coming. Those who wish to see must first come. Another important word in this story is the word translated as staying, which can also be translated as abiding. There is a way to consider this encounter that I find instructive. When John's disciples saw Jesus identified as the Lamb of God, they immediately wanted to know more. Something about Jesus intrigued them. Perhaps they saw something in him they were missing in themselves. Therefore, they asked where he was staying. Personally, I think what they asked was more along the lines of, Where do you abide? The difference is significant because if indeed the disciples were drawn to Jesus, they would want to know about his spiritual nature, or certainly something deeper than his physical habitation. Where we abide can refer to our state of consciousness and or a state of relationship. It is our go-to mode for living. It is where we reside internally, as in the center point from which we live and move and have our being. Jesus, as the Lamb of God, was in a relationship with God that these men wanted to experience for themselves. Thus they ask, Where are you abiding? Those of us who seek to follow Jesus will eventually ask the same question. If this interpretation of the story is reasonable, the journey Jesus invites us to is an internal journey, more than an external one. Jesus invites us not to a different geographic state, but to a different state of conscious awareness. Jesus tells the men, Come. That means to leave wherever you are. In this case, it meant for the disciples to leave their current lives, including their mentor, John. For us, it may mean many things. But wherever it is Jesus invites us, it is not our life as it is today. To come somewhere is to leave one's current abode. Jesus might as easily have said, Leave. The command requires an affirmative decision followed by an action on our part to accomplish. Finally, Jesus says, See. Only after we have come to where he abides can we begin to see what he wishes to reveal. To witness the inner reality of Jesus is to experience what it means to live in unity with God. It is not enough to listen, nor is it sufficient to read or talk it out with others. We only experience this divine reality by trusting, following, and committing to this new type of freedom, this new state of being. Here's the problem for many of us. Our lives are like a hamster wheel in which we confuse activity with progress. We are worried and distracted over many things and overwhelmed with the day's demands. We run faster and faster, but at the end of the day, week, or year, we have progressed no farther along any road upon which we wish to be traveling. This is completely discouraging because no matter how hard we work, neither the scenery nor the schedule changes, and the only tangible result we have to show is total exhaustion. I understand Jesus' invitation to come and see as one to step off the hamster wheel, leave the cage, and enter a new, expanded reality. How we actually do this from a practical standpoint is another matter that each of us must figure out for ourselves, just as Jesus' disciples had to figure out how to leave their former lives in order to attain a new one. Either way, all who want off their current hamster wheel abode are invited. Come and see.